What are you expecting from Penn State and Michigan? What are you expecting from that game day atmosphere in University Park?
I'm expecting a lot out of Penn State, frankly, because this is a statement game for them that, you know, when you talk to people around the program, they feel like they haven't gotten enough credit. They're not getting as much love as everybody else is. And Penn State believes that they're going to, over the course of the next month, prove to everybody that they should be in the same conversation at the level that Ohio State and Wisconsin. Now, I don't personally believe that they are at that level right now, but they've got to come in and they've got to beat Michigan pretty convincingly, which I don't have any reason to think that they won't. You know, we have to remember, as we talk about often here, that you know, Harbaugh can't win when he's an underdog. He just doesn't. It doesn't happen at Michigan, and they're going to go into this game as the underdog in Penn State. Home field advantage is going to matter. I've never been to a night game there. They say it's going to be a spectacular atmosphere, so I'm pumped for it. But I expect Penn State to come out and really try and make a statement so that they can try and will their way up. We got to remember that the rankings are going to start coming out in a few weeks. So at this point, it's not just about wins. It's about how much impression can you make to the committee so that you can start in the right situation from the minute the rankings start to come out. So I think Penn State's going to try and pump them.
Will it be a statement game? Because I feel like if Penn State wins 31-7 or whatever, most of us are going to be worried about, oh, it's Michigan losing again, not so much Penn State actually winning that game.
And that's a fair point. You know, you're right. I think the other side of it, though, is if they struggle with that game, then it's going to feed a narrative that they have issues, you know, that they're not as good as we think they are. They're going to play Michigan this week, and then, you know, I think it should also be noted that the week after that, they have a Michigan State team that the offense is just hot garbage, but the defense has played well for the most part. Then they're going to take on Minnesota. So they've got a little stretch here. They got to get this one, and you're right. They may not get enough credit if they win big, but if they struggle with Michigan, it will change. It will be a reason that we fault them. They're sort of in a no-win situation when you think of it that way.
I want to dig, Jason, into something you said a moment ago and said not on the level of Ohio State, Wisconsin. Were you saying Ohio State, Wisconsin in the same breath there? And I'm not questioning you. I'm curious what your thought is, because to me, as good as Wisconsin has been, Ohio State has been at another level from what we've seen thus far this year.
Oh, good God, yes. And you're right. Like, I'm saying that there's a difference in tier. And what we're going to find out, I think, over the next few weeks is, you know, that as much as we're trying to make some of this competitive right now, Ohio State is just flat out better than anybody else. Now, with Wisconsin, they're getting better quarterback play than they've gotten in a long time. And maybe that's enough to sustain some drives. I have this fight every single week with David Pollack when we're talking about realistically anybody that's taking on Ohio State. The problem is, no matter how good your defense might be, your defense gets gassed if your offense can't get something done. And I've stood on the field and looked at the size of Chase Young and those guys. They are just bigger than everybody, and it just wears everybody down. So you can't get any sustained drives. You wear down, and then their offense, which is already dynamic, doesn't need any help, just runs up the score at will. I mean, we're not giving Ohio State enough love at how good they are. Wisconsin is the second-best team in the conference, and they hope that they can somehow, with Jonathan Taylor and an offensive line that's played better than some expect, be able to sustain drives. I don't think. I mean, I think Wisconsin can keep it close for a half, but I don't think they can keep it close for a game. I'm not sure many teams can.
Well, so the back half of Ohio State's schedule is pretty difficult. They still have Wisconsin and Penn State, and they go to Michigan to end the year. You sound pretty confident they're going to go undefeated on that.
I feel like they will. I mean, I do think if anybody can give them a game, it's Wisconsin, because they can slow the game down. They can try and control the clock, and that's really the best shot. But, you know, frankly, if that happens, I mean, if Wisconsin comes in and beats Ohio State, then we're all really underestimating how good Wisconsin is. This, to me, right now, if we don't take any credence to the past, we don't take any credit to the jerseys that they wear on their chest, and we only say, what have we seen this year? I don't care about what program you're from. What have we seen this year? LSU has played a brutal schedule, and they've beaten everybody. Ohio State has beaten everybody so soundly, and Oklahoma has just absolutely beaten everybody in the process. Those three teams have so much proof of concept on what they're doing this year that all three of them, I think, can look around and say, hey, right now, today, if there's a ranking, we belong in the top three.